bbclearningenglish.com. Hello, welcome to the programme with me, Jackie Dalton. This programme is all about expressions you can use when you're having a discussion or disagreement with someone and you want to tell them what you think about something. We're going to do this with the help of the British Prime Minister, Tony Blair.
My view is that the only way you protect...
The fact is, it is disastrous what is happening at the moment.
All I'm saying is that...
He recently had quite a heated discussion with John Humphreys, a BBC journalist. Both Tony Blair and John Humphreys used some good expressions as they argued with each other, and we're going to look at some of those expressions. Let's start with one of the simplest ways you can express your view about something.
I think we should be immensely proud of the work that we're doing there to try and help.
I think, followed by a statement or opinion. Very simple.
I think we should be immensely proud of the work that we're doing there to try and help.
Now we'll hear Tony Blair use a slightly more formal way of saying, I think.
My view is that the only way you protect your security today is to go out after this.
My view is that. It has exactly the same meaning as the previous phrases, but it's just more formal. You wouldn't hear it used much in discussions between people who know each other well. A similar formal phrase you might hear is, in my opinion.
In my opinion, it would be better to let them do the project.
So those are our first three phrases for today. I think, my view is that, in my opinion. Followed by the idea you want to express. If you want to make a firm statement about something which you believe to be true, you could start the sentence like this.
The fact is, it is disastrous what is happening at the moment.
You would use the fact is followed by the statement. Listen to Tony Blair using it now.
The fact is, it was a terrible situation.
BBClearningenglish.com. Sometimes in a discussion you may feel that the other person isn't listening to the main message you want to get across. You may want to bring them back to focus on what you're trying to say. Listen to how Tony Blair does it here.
Process, but
you'd already decided by then.
That is really not true. You know, we're never going to agree on that.
All right.
The point, however, is this.
Tony Blair tries to bring John Humphreys back to the message he wants to get across with the phrase, the point is this.
The point, however, is this.
The point, the single fact or idea that Tony Blair sees as the main part of the discussion. Listen to some more examples.
I know I didn't tell you that he'd gone missing straight away, but that's not the point. The point is, he's safe.
The moment you
History
remove...
History tells us that.
I know, but John, the point that I'm trying to make is this. The moment you remove...
If you want to tell someone in a very direct way that they don't understand what you're trying to say, you could put it like this.
You're missing the point.
In this interview, Tony and John even end up arguing about what the main point in their discussion is.
That's a completely different point.
No, that it is. The point.
To tell someone they're missing the point could be seen as quite rude, so be very careful about using it. The expression Tony Blair is about to use is also a bit direct for polite conversation.
Look, I was there and discussing this with the American... Look, the charge against my position is the one that you're...
Again, look is a way of focusing someone's attention on what you're about to say. Here, Tony Blair said it quite impatiently, as if he was getting annoyed. The same goes for this example.
Look, this is nothing to do with you, so leave me alone.
If you're talking to a friend and say it more softly, it sounds okay.
Look, you shouldn't worry about her so much. She'll be fine.
Now we're going to hear a bit more of that last clip from Tony Blair. What expression does he use to show he wants John to believe that what he's saying is true?
Look, I was there and discussing this, and I can assure you that the idea that there had been a sort of irreversible decision taken there is one of these...
I can assure you that. A fairly formal phrase that you might want to use when you want to convince someone that something is true.
I can assure you that we'll do everything we can to help him.
I can assure you that this is the best quality we have.